Well, these people indeed became glorious, but think about those who pursued their own interests and the harm they encountered. For example, the nephew of the last one mentioned listened to the advice, "If you want to go to the right, I'll go to the left." He chose the path that he thought would benefit him, but his region was burned while the other remained untouched. Take Jonah's case, too. He focused on his personal gains and consequently faced the risk of perishing in the sea while the city remained safe. But when he sought the welfare of many, he also benefited. Similarly, Jacob, not seeking his own gain among the flocks, ended up with abundant wealth. Also, Joseph, caring for his brothers' well-being, found his own. Despite knowing that his brothers, who had tried to harm him for his vision and dreams, might again harm him when they got him in their midst, he chose to prioritize his brothers' welfare. Consequently, he enjoyed all the good that followed, which made him stand out and admired. Let's take Moses as another example. There's no harm in mentioning him second time. He was living in a king's court, but he valued the reproach of Christ more than the treasures of Egypt. By forsaking all of them, he shared the afflictions of the Hebrews. Not only he did not become a slave himself, but he also liberated them from bondage.